from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey station.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Still feels like a Tuesday, though. It's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah, none of this feels right.
No, feels odd. Feels weird for us all. But that just means we're closer to the start of football. Tomorrow, We get the NFL regular season underway. Huh? Let's go. And then we have college football starting up this weekend again.
Friday football is on the NFL as well.
We do? Is that the Brazil game?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We got a rivalry game, though, this weekend. A rivalry that really has not been of note or consequence for anybody that's out there as of late, because neither one of them have been really good. Mm. But Nebraska and Colorado used to be an all-timer. It was must-see TV when Nebraska and Colorado would play. We've got another rivalry game, the Cy-Hawk Trophy, which was in our bracket of rivalry trophies. The Cy-Hawk Trophy is up for grabs.
And decidedly between, not a good trophy.
No, not a great trophy. No. Not a great trophy. But Iowa-Iowa State play. But that Nebraska and Colorado game this weekend, sign me up. I'm here for it. I love the good traditional rivalries in college football, and these two teams used to be Big 12 foes, were competitive as all get out, and really, really good football was played. Well, we have in Lincoln, Nebraska, Colorado, taking a visit. Deion Prime, 1-0 again, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and I think this rivalry might be back.
Oh,
I think it might be back. Nebraska linebacker Makai Bayer, or Gbayer. It's G-B-A-Y-O-R, but I think the G is silent. Makai Bayer. He did not go from the coach speak interview today. He said, "Hit him hard from the start. Kickoff. I'm going to be running down on kickoff. You'll see me down there. They're going to need two guys to block me. I want them to know that's how we're coming down there. This team is hungry. We put in a lot of work this offseason. We worked our tails off for another team to come here thinking they're going to run through us or it's going to be sweet. Good luck to them. I wish them the best." Give me more. Give me more of Makai Bayer talking about Colorado. This fires me up just wanting this game to start already. Because if you're talking about this on kickoff, you think there's going to be some chirping at Shedeur Sanders? You think there's going to be some chirping at Travis Hunter throughout the course of this game? Sign me up. I want it. I want all of it. This is what makes college football great.
Did you see the video that came from Georgia Tech's locker room after they beat Florida State?
No.
They there's a lot of dancing, a lot of hooting and hollering. There's a video. The guy cuts away. I couldn't tell who it was. And he goes, that's number 10 team in the nation. They ass.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
He wasn't
they're
wrong.
They're no longer the number 10 team in the nation.
But I bring that up because you know it was absolutely front and center for Georgia Tech all week leading up to that matchup. That's the number 10 team in the country. They think they're nice.
Yep.
That you manufacture whatever you need that given week. I mean, down in Eugene, we got the video from the locker room of Dan Lanning going, they play for clicks. There's no rivalry between Oregon and Colorado, and there's never been one. But it was gas to the freaking gills. If you don't think that the old heads of Colorado, Nebraska have been ankling and inkling and pushing and fighting and clawing for not only relevance, but for this rivalry to matter again.
Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt. Now, will it trickle all the way down and be as impactful as the heyday of the black shirts in Nebraska? No.
No.
But bring me more hatred, bring me more pettiness, bring me more violence. I want it in my football.
And look, Nebraska last year, remember that game was the Colorado and Nebraska game was we thought that Colorado had figured some stuff out. Prime was back. And then Nebraska went in the next week and 36-14. You remember that game? Mm-hmm. Remember how ugly that game was? Mm-hmm. It was some of the worst quarterbacking that I have seen in quite some time. Sims was the quarterback at Nebraska. 9 of 15, 106 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It was chunky.
They played 3 quarterbacks in that game because their offense could not move the ball. Dylan Raiola in that offense.
Different dude.
He looked really good week one. I don't want to overreact over a true freshman coming in week one and saying, all right, this is going to be a big difference. But they ran all over Colorado last year. They can run all over Colorado this year.
Mm-hmm.
If they have competent quarterback play, what are we going to see in this matchup? Because Nebraska's defense is going to be pretty dang good.
Look, we talked about this when we had Dave Bartu on a couple weeks ago. If Colorado lost to North Dakota State, they may not win a game. That was his hot take. They barely squeaked out that win. They barely squeaked out a win against North Dakota State. I don't know how you can look at this game. The line right now is 7.5, and that feels like Vegas is giving away money. Like that's what this
that's what
feels
they want
like.
You to think.
Like I don't understand how this is not a 2-score. It says 7.5 is technically a 2-score. I don't understand how this isn't a 2-touchdown game. I genuinely don't.
Yeah.
Like I understand Colorado can score. I do. Shadur and Travis Hunter are talent-wise the most talented duo. They're on the short list of most talented duo in the country. Is there a wide receiver quarterback pairing in the country that's better?
Not right now, but I think by the end of the year, we may have... No, we won't. Never mind. We're good. I think we may have... maybe Texas?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, was Texas.
Maybe at Texas?
So
maybe
beyond that... So they have that going for them where every given night in a game, those two can create magic. And that's without getting into Horn Jr. So they've got 3 guys that can break a game. So I get everything that's tied to that. But if you're talking about literally every other phase of the game, I don't know how it's not a landslide in favor of Nebraska. And Nebraska's not that good.
No, they're not. I mean, they boat raced UTEP last weekend. Okay. But I think that North Dakota State would have boat raced Utah or UTEP last week too, you know? And if you're asking me, like, I think North Dakota State, better program, better players than UTEP. And Colorado had all they could handle, all that they could handle against North Dakota State last week. And that's a scary part about, you know, our assumptions after 1 week is improvement between week one and week two and what that looks like. I think if you're telling me which team has more room to grow, I still think it's Nebraska because of the fact that you have Dylan Raiola as a true freshman quarterback back there. Their defense was not a problem for them last year. It appears that they have a very good defense again this year. It's going to be, I think this game is going to be close. Something in my gut just tells me it will be close, but I think that you're right. And look, if the stars align, if Raiola is as calm, cool, and collected and has that Mahomesian nature that we saw in flashes last week against UTEP, we could see a rude awakening for Colorado in week two. They're not going to have to wait till week four for that rude awakening to happen. It could happen at 4:30 on Peacock. That's the precursor on old Peacock before Oregon and Boise State. Oregon, Boise State on Peacock, and so is Nebraska, Colorado.
It's on the Peacock, huh?
How about, yeah. It's on the old.
Throw it on the cock.
Ruffling the throw it on there. Let's go. We'll see it. But yeah, we get a Peacock game 7 o'clock down here at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, and then 4:30 a little doubleheader. That's a good doubleheader to have on Peacock. I'm not used to this world yet, where we have to program ourselves to going to streaming services to watch college football, like doubleheaders and stuff like that. But I'm picking up what NBC's putting down. They have a good lineup this year of games. Nice, a decent little lineup.
You know, it is interesting how far that Texas Michigan service has come. That's for sure, because 3 years ago that place was a ghost town, and now they seem to have gotten it together. I mean, the Olympics, I think, were kind of the soft launch for how effective the service can be, at least.
They did it. The Olympics, they did an unreal job.
Yeah, they did.
Like, it was, you could bounce around, you could go to watch. You had the mega cast where you had Scott Hansen from the Red Zone.
Gold Zone there.
You could go like track and field. If you only wanted to watch track and field, you could hone in on that. You could do the NBC's wide ranging coverage where they'd bounce back and forth. They did a lot of stuff there. That's a tough one to pull off too. And they were able to do it. I'm excited for it. And you mentioned this yesterday when we were in the studio. The picture quality of YouTube TV, YouTube TV, Apple TV's live events, and then Peacock are probably 1, 2, 3 in their picture quality being far superior to what you get in any other streaming service, or really, I think, in your traditional cable provider.
Yeah, I mean, I swapped my login in here for the YouTube TV. As opposed to Hulu, and here it was crazy. We had the same thing on, yet the quality on the one that I had signed into YouTube was significantly sharper. I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been missing out on?
Look, I'm not too broken up about YouTube not being the tightest picture quality, because our ugly mugs are on YouTube.
Indeed.
TV, or on YouTube. So I'm okay with the picture quality not being as precise. You know?
I mean,
you don't
want to
see those
blemishes. Look, man, radio face is a real thing.
Yeah.
We're married. We're fine. We'll screwed.
Hey, we have great rivalry back of two teams that historically have been really good and competitive. But are the Blue Bloods back in all of college football? Danny Dusty on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life.
This is basic thugonomics.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life.
Boy, we got something a little brewing right here. You brought this up that Barstool Beavs tweeted something out. They tweeted out DJ Uiagalelei's farewell to Oregon State fans,
and they changed
entered the portal.
Yeah, and they changed it to leaving Florida State and going to be a used car salesman.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah, and Anthony Gould.
They're getting dragged for that tweet, and rightfully so.
Indeed,
man.
It's like, come on, man.
You said Anthony Gould.
Yeah, he quote tweeted with, "This is just clown behavior, or corny behavior."
It is. It is. DJ Uiagalelei, his teammates loved him at Oregon State. And we talked about this prior to the season, right? He's not a guy that will drag you and carry you to victories at the quarterback position. He just isn't. And he went down to Florida State, and they're asking him, and the fan base is expecting something that he didn't show when he was at Clemson. He didn't show it when he's at Oregon State, and they're expecting it to be different now that he's at Florida State. Think about, he had Tony Elliott as offensive coordinator, Jonathan Smith as his offensive coordinator. Mike Norvell is now the offense that they're running down at Florida State. It doesn't matter the coordinator. It's not like he was trapped in a prehistoric offense with a coach that didn't know what he was doing and how to use him. He has his inherent limitations as a quarterback. And the idea that what used to make him so dangerous and special was he at any moment he could tuck the ball and run with it, right? And that seems to have been neutered from him.
Which is kind of weird because you're not protecting your body from the NFL.
Well, he's 6'6", 250, man. He's a load, and he's athletic.
He's a massive human.
But to post something like that for a guy that came and they had a really damn good season last year. They had a really good year last year. And then the guy leaves in the transfer portal like almost everybody else did. Are you making those tweets right now about Damian Martinez? Are you doing that?
No, I don't think so.
No, you're not. I mean, you should probably be upset Damian Martinez, who said that he was going to stick around, right? And he wanted to see it through. And then he enters a portal and goes to Miami. Even that, like, this is the age of college football and where you're at right now.
How many games did the Beavers win last year?
Nine, right?
Okay.
I mean, 9-win team.
They're going to win that many games this year against lesser competition? Maybe.
Probably be right around there. Maybe. Probably not.
Maybe be thankful for those guys.
Yeah.
As opposed to grabbing on them.
Yeah, that sucks. Blue Bloods in college football are back. Think about this. Coming out of week one of college football, Georgia obviously is really good. So is Ohio State.
Yep.
So is Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
USC.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State.
Yup.
Miami.
Yup. Those other Florida schools suck, but Miami.
But the blue blood programs of college football look really damn good right now. And like,
I think there's a reason
we mentioned those, but then you have Oklahoma. Oklahoma looks really good right now too. Like, they are still an insanely high level program and really competitive.
It's
not like we have them digging ditches anymore.
No, I think there's a direct line you can draw. What do all those programs have in common?
Money.
Yeah. It's not about whether or not you can get it out now. It's not about how efficient your bag man is. It's not about, you know, what relationships you necessarily have with what, you know, guys behind the scenes. With all of the barriers torn down, it's back to the big money programs are back in charge. And instead of, you know, a team coming over the top with X amount of... Auburn, perfect example. Instead of a team being able to just like, we'll get in the Cam Newton sweepstakes and just go get that one guy that fundamentally changes your program. When everybody is now competing at the top and there is a cream of the crop when you're talking about the money, the institution, the finances, the all of the things, the total packages, those universities have always had it. And I think that's the line you can draw.
There's going to be plenty of time for them to fall flat on their faces again.
Sure.
But at the same time, they all seem to be trending in the right direction mm-hmm. and on the right track. And I think that I think that what you're saying is 100% correct. I also think that in all of those situations, though, it's not you don't look at any of those programs right now and say they don't have the right coach in place either.
No.
Right? Like, we can question Mario Cristobal and his in-game coaching, mm-hmm. but one thing that Mario Cristobal has always done a really good job of, he recruits
his butt off.
Like the Dickens. And then he always surrounds himself with a staff that is competent. Can he get out of his own way and not bring the offense back to the Stone Ages? Well, that's to be determined, but week one, pretty dang good indicator that he might be getting out of the way of his offense and letting his athletes, especially his quarterback Cam Ward, operate and be an explosive offense and not try to put you in a phone booth anymore. Like that, it looked pretty apparent when they went down to Florida. We still got a little bit of time. And there's another team that I didn't even mention in there that it looks like they have a right head coach. Their finances are in order. Their NIL is through the roof. Tennessee, man, you mentioned them. Mm-hmm. They looked really good. You mentioned them yesterday, and they look really stinking good, too. And they're four teams in that disruptor section of yep. the top 25, Miami, USC, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. Those four in a row, and then you add Utah on the yep. on the top end of that at 11. They are going to be big-time disruptors.
Because you think about the top 12 teams in college football, whether or not you put the group of five team in there or not, that's that area right there, that 10 through 15 range where that's the Florida State of this year. You got to make a decision on which of those teams is in, like, which one carries it through? Does Oklahoma carry it through? Does Utah, run away with the Big 12 and it's not even a question and they're in the top 10? Like, I think that group of teams, because of what we're talking about here, the Blue Bloods are back. Like, look at the top of college football right now. You look at the actual rankings right now, and who in here is not a Blue Blood in the top 10? Missouri?
Well, Missouri, Oregon, Ole Miss
That's it.
Are the programs that you'll say not a blue blood. But and then if you want to extrapolate that out to like the top 15, you can add Utah into that. And every other program is in. By the way, being a blue blood program, it's a very short list.
Yes,
and there are not very many. I think that might be the list of traditionally dominant programs when you talk Michigan, Miami, USC, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Penn State, Notre Dame, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, and Georgia. I mean,
that's probably the list. Yeah.
That's your list of blue blood.
Been doing it for 50 years, kind of.
Yeah. 100 years.
100 years in some instances. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, it runs decades through, not one run here or run there. It's longevity of greatness.
And I'm telling you, I think it is so fun now that we can have those programs that get propped up. And again, it's only week one. Plenty of time for these programs to screw it all
Absolutely
up.
Just bite the curb.
But I think that it's really exciting that, everybody's fear in the 12-team playoff is that we're entering this season and we've gotten through at least the first benchmark of the season, week one. And you're going, not only do we have the traditional programs that are always propped up at the beginning of the year, but then we also have, Oregon and Ole Miss and Missouri and Utah that are in that mix where people are like, they're scary as hell. There's 15 teams right now in college football where you're like, boy, they're all
don't want to play them.
Pretty fun to watch mm-hmm. and at this point, somebody will get left out. And they're going to get all butt hurt. But mm-hmm. you know what? It's a 12-team playoff.
At this point, it's on you.
Wherever you stub your toe, you can just point at that as your marker and go, yeah, that's why we got
I'll use
out.
A perfect example. I'll use USC. If USC goes 9-3 and they're not in the playoff, it's their own damn fault.
Yes. Bingo. There it is right there.
Win 10 games.
Because
it's that simple.
you can afford to lose two games now and still have your season on track.
Yes.
No doubt.
So it's the simple things in life. All right, coming up on our worst day on the web. We talked about this. We alluded to this the other day in the show. And Chase Bank. It is real life is not Grand Theft Auto. But first, here's Big Bill Butts, the Sports Zone Update.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
In today's edition of Young People Are Stupid, Will, you can probably cry
no way.
This one.
I'm middle-aged.
We mentioned this the other day. The Chase Bank.
I'm middle-aged? Did he just say yes. I'm middle-aged?
Middle-aged moron.
Yeah, in medieval times. Wow, got there. I'm middle-aged. You guys are
okay.
Old.
In medieval times. Yeah. Yeah. Don't have to worry about. I'd don't have to worry about dysentery getting me.
Yeah, I'd be somebody's great-grandfather at 40.
Killed a lot of people in
good Lord.
The Civil War. Mm.
The Civil War, not Middle Ages either.
There you go. Totally the same thing.
Depends on your book.
Totally the same thing, right? Okay. For those not aware of how stupid kids are, the Chase Money glitch. Not a thing out of Grand Theft Auto where you can up, up, down, down, left, right, ABBA to get your cash. But instead, just your normal check fraud.
What is the Chase glitch?
There was a problem in the banking system with that. It comes down to check kiting, which has been around since the invention of checks. And it's literally what Catch Me If You Can, the movie at Leonardo DiCaprio, a roundabout way telling the story of Frank Abagnale, the first high-level fraud person in the U.S. But basically what this entails is depositing a check for, I don't know, $30,000, then trying to withdraw the cash out of it. Even if you can only withdraw a certain percentage of it, that's called check kiting. It's fraud. And so people are pulling cash out of the Chase ATMs, kiting checks, and then when their bank account is put on hold and the bank is looking for the $30,000 that you don't have and your account goes to negative $30,000, you can go to jail because you've now just committed fraud. Bank fraud. Wire fraud.
So people are really this dumb to think that they are pulling one over on the banking system?
Yeah, they got the cash out.
Just be like,
it is what it is. It's Fairsies.
This is finders keepers. Mm. I got this. Mine now. It is beyond me. And just how many dumb people there are that believe like this was going to be something that They're not going to catch on, especially when I put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're never going to come after me and my money. Where one, you are knowingly incriminating yourself in confessing to a crime that you were committing when you put this onto TikTok.
Yeah, because
and
people
you say, look,
it's clout chasing. It's a brain worm.
God.
It's truly incredible. And this is
it really
first
makes
time.
Me wonder about the future, but as you said, this has been going on
forever. It's just
decades.
That we just see it now. That's the thing is like people are putting this is just the survival of the fittest, or in this case, survival of the dumbest. And that's putting your crimes on tape. It has never been easier to be a cop than today. They incriminate themselves for you. If you want evidence of a crime, you can just stop at the crime scene, see who's hanging around and filming.
Yeah.
Hey, I need your phone real quick. I need that video. And you've probably got evidence of somebody getting stabbed. Like the Ricky Pearsall case.
Right.
There's video of the guy shooting him.
But is this like the Youngs? Like this is the Youngs being dumb? Or just everyone is dumb when they're young and we're just catching more of it now? Or telling on ourselves?
It's both.
I think brazenly dumb criminals have always been out there.
There's just more
of
them.
We have given them a platform to show the entire world how brazenly dumb they are.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. This isn't the first time we've even had a TikTok-backed financial scams. If you remember during COVID, like when TikTok was starting to take off, it was the PPP loans.
Oh, yeah. No, the other one, too, is the Kia Boys.
The what?
It's Kia Boys. It's really easy. Well, okay. I don't know if I should totally lay it out, but it's not super hard to steal certain Kia cars.
Oh, it's like a Honda Civic. It's the easiest car.
Yeah, and I don't know the year range, but basically people were posting it on TikTok of how to do it.
Yeah, no, you can literally steal a Civic with a screwdriver.
I think you can steal these with like a USB port.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's again, people are, this is exactly what I'm saying. People are dumb. And it's not even like you need to go to the dark web to figure out how to build a pipe bomb. It's like, no, you don't. Like, that stuff's publicly available. Now, the second you start searching that stuff, you're going to pop up on some databases.
Don't
get that twisted.
What if you buy a book?
Look, man, the Anarchist Cookbook has been around for a long time. Do you remember that, Dusty?
The Anarchist Cookbook?
Yeah. It was a big deal in like the 90s. But yeah, that was like...
It sounds familiar. Didn't dabble in it, though.
I didn't go down that path. I just remember hearing about it endlessly.
Sure,
but it had like a million different ways to make things that cause bodily harm.
This book has instructions for home manufacture of LSD and other counterfeit items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to make drugs, how to make explosives, how to... A million different things.
Now...
I'm surprised that TikTok hasn't discovered, air quotes. That's the other thing about TikTok. I'm going to go off on a little TikTok rant here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This whole freaking generation discovering things as opposed to going, oh, we've already done all of this, is just enraging. Every time, oh my God, I just found out about this band called Nirvana. And it's just like.
Have you guys heard of Oasis?
Yeah, oh my, that's the newest one.
Dude, they're back.
I want to jump through plate glass.
Liam's funny.
They suck then.
My Wonderwall.
I liked Oasis. Well, I don't know.
They were the first Imagine Dragons.
I didn't hate Oasis. They're not the first Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragons literally make songs that they're like, what are they going to just play in stadiums that people are gonna listen to?
Make a lot of money.
I don't think Oasis was doing that. They sniffed their farts way too much for that.
When was the last time you went to a sporting event and didn't hear Wonderwall?
Last Saturday.
They didn't play it in the pregame of the Dutch game?
No.
I don't think they play it at Moda.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Do they? Yeah. I don't remember it being played at that or at the Winterhawks game I went to.
Hockey might be exempt.
I think you just go to too many Blazer games because the Blazers seem uniquely qualified to be playing Wonderwall.
Well, I'm just saying generally in Oregon because the Whites, they love themselves some Oasis, all right? Look, every time it goes up on like the song selection, like vote for one of these three songs, whatever the whitest group is up there, that's what's getting picked every single time.
Yeah. Will, did you have a TI-83 calculator?
I did.
You did?
A scientific one, right?
Yeah, the scientific calculator.
Yeah.
Did you download any games onto that?
No, and I kept getting mad because it didn't let me write boobs upside down.
Okay.
8008.
Because...
Yeah, it wasn't that 8, though.
When we were talking about all of this and just, like, the stupidity, when you said Anarchist Cookbook, all that reminded me of is, remember the game Drug Wars on the TI-83 calculator?
Absolutely.
What?
You could basically...
Oh, buddy, we found uses for our calculators.
You could program onto your graphing calculator this game called Drug Wars, where basically you were a drug dealer as a game during math class. That was something that
happened. That's where we learned how to program.
Hold on. On here it says press 1, see prices. Press 2, trench coat. 3, buy. 4, sell. This all popped up on your stupid calculator. It says visit Loan Shark.
Yep. Yeah, and you had to pay him back.
You had to pay the Loan Shark back? Did the Loan Shark break your kneecaps? Did Tonya Harding come out with the Loan Shark?
Yeah. I mean, it was a whole thing, dude. It was a whole thing. We didn't have cell phones, though. Like, our cell phone had Snake. If you had a cell phone, you would play Snake on your cell phone.
The level of greatness that you got to on Snake, you'd get to, like, level 37.
Hold on. It says the premise of this game is you are a drug dealer living in the Bronx, and mm-hmm. you are trying to deal cocaine, heroin, acid, weed, speed, and lewds, and you are against Officer Hardass. Mm-hmm. They let you play that in school?
No.
Let
No. It was like, I mean, I don't blame you and your era for not having this, because like, you guys had cell phones and you guys were on Snapchat and
You guys were playing whole ass video actual games on your cell phones?
Yeah. But these were the things that you would have to do.
We had a phone that was separate from a calculator.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
I had a razor. I understand.
Our math teachers used to tell us, well, when you get out in the real world, it's not like you're going to have a calculator like this in your hand all the time. It's like,
They told me that, too.
They told you that?
They told me that when I had the calculator in my phone.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That teacher is so off.
I think they're retired.
Did everybody just laugh when that happened?
No, they just kept saying it, and we kept texting underneath the table.
Yeah, well, you can do anything now. I vividly remember a math teacher trying to tell me that I'm going to need Pythagorean theorem in real life, and I'll be able to tell the time of the day based on a flagpole and where the shadow is based
a
on
squared,
what
C
I learned
squared,
in that
B
math.
Squared.
What I learned in that math class. And I remember at the time going, if I have to use a flagpole to tell the time, I'm screwed anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't need this.
And you know what's really good to tell the timeline or to be able to tell what time it is?
Find the closest person
the
and ask
sun.
Them what time it is.
Looks like it's past the halfway point, so it's past noon.
I don't know. Feels I'm a feel guy.
It's like,
you know?
What if you're in Alaska during the 3-day sun break? Well, I'm like, I'm probably tripping balls anyway, so what does it matter? Seriously, if you're going to Alaska during that time period when the sun's either completely down for a couple days or completely up for a couple days, you're tripping, right?
That rocks, dude.
Like, you're not going up there for any other reason that it does not include microdosing.
Nighttime baseball.
I mean, fishing, hunting. Yeah, midnight baseball. Midnight baseball.
Always wanted to do that.
I want to do the glow-in-the-dark baseball.
It's the perfect place. Just different times of the year.
Yeah. I don't think you can go outside when the sun's down from, like, 18 hours. I feel like it's probably too cold to play any sort of sport outside. You know?
If you're a candy ass.
I'm going to say, if you're a coward.
I am. Yes, I hate being cold. So everything you guys just said tracks.
You would hate this studio right now. It is so crisp in here. I'm cutting glass, man. I love it.
It's cold.
It feels great.
I got a sweatshirt on, dude.
It's just so nice. Like, the hair on my legs is standing up. It's perfect.
Gross.
Complete pivot here. Talking about idiots who are stealing money and getting caught. How about an NFL executive getting caught doing something very, very stupid and getting suspended for it? We'll get to that in more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080 the Fan.
I will always acknowledge when that little tagline, it swear to God, it sounds like Daddy and Dusty. It sounds like Daddy and Dusty, which maybe you need Daddy here because somebody needs to set the Commanders right, because new ownership has not solved all their problems, as a crazy, and I use this very specifically, unhinged story has come out about the Commanders vice president of content, Rael Entine. He's been with the organization for 4 years, and he got hit with an undercover sting by the O'Keefe Media Group. And that's, I believe, James O'Keefe, his media group. He does the investigative reporting by infiltrating organizations. It's been mostly politically, I think, over the years. But he's exposed some absolutely horrid human beings with some of the stuff behind the scenes, and got people to say what they won't say publicly. Entine has been suspended for four weeks, I believe.
Yeah, bet he's going to be fired.
Yeah, I would imagine that they're doing that for just long enough so they can fire him. Because this is what ends up happening. They were secretly videotaping him. And what they honeypotted him. They used a undercover female reporter that went out on a couple dates with him. And in the video, he said, over 50% of our roster is white, religious, and God, and says, F the gays. Their interpretation, I don't buy any of that. Another big chunk is low-income African-Americans that come from a community that is inherently very homophobic. Oh.
Okay.
He went on to say some players are dumb as hell, and those who are smart don't stay that way after getting hit in the head too many times. He said, those Yikes. Who get their heads knocked around a few times are more susceptible to conspiracy theories. Takes it a step further.
You know how, like, when you have players and they're going into negotiations and they say, they don't care about us. Players, the NFL doesn't care about its players. They don't give a rip about our long-term health. All they want is for us to go out, put our bodies on the line, and collect checks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all seeming very correct on all fronts with these comments.
Oh, yeah. No, it gets worse. Entine also said, I don't think the commissioner of the NFL hates gay people or hates black people. Jerry Jones, who really runs the NFL, I think he hates gay people and black people.
Oh, so Roger Goodell doesn't hate gay people or black people, but Jerry Jones does, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. This guy was on a roll, huh?
He's not done.
He's feeling it.
Oh, you could tell she gave him a couple Shirley Temples, and he was willing to spill the beans here.
Wow.
The social justice initiatives of the NFL are performative. It's not done out of the goodness of their heart. It's done because of George Floyd changed the game. It's to make as much money as possible. It never cares about the bottom line, like any corporation, above all else. Said the league makes so much money they can faux prioritize DEI for the sake of good publicity, which, yeah,
yep, yep.
if you buy into either on the right that the NFL really cares about the troops, they don't, or if they really care about inclusivity and DEI and pink ribbons and any of that crap, no, they don't. They don't care about any of it.
They're not giving out the camouflage team apparel or the pink breast cancer awareness team apparel or the end racism t-shirts. They're selling them all.
Yes, not only that, the media rights that they're getting from cancer research and from the military, the inordinate amount of money our tax dollars goes to paying for advertising for the military would
yep.
put your jaw on the floor. It is so dumb. This is coming from a guy who is as pro-military as it gets, and it's insane. But yep. wait, this guy wasn't done.
But wait, there's more. Is Ron Popeil doing this interview with this guy? We got Billy Mays?
Most of the fans are high school-educated alcoholics, and he called them mouth breathers.
All right.
Oh, he's not done.
All right. No, this guy, don't be done. Let the chef cook here. This guy's going to rethink going on the Hinge dating app ever again.
And this is, you and I have talked about this so many times because we know this to be true. He also told the reporter that his job is to sell hope. Because remember, he worked in content, which is social media and everything else along those lines.
Hopium, baby.
3 years ago, there were videos of pipes leaking. Fans said it smelled like sewage leakage, but Entine said he tweeted out that it was just the water. That, he said, is state-run media. Meaning, yeah, it was crap water all over the place, but we just said, la, 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 la.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say he deserved to work for Daniel Snyder. He deserved, like, that.
Unbelievable.
That is a perfect pairing for a guy who would work with Daniel Snyder. And he used to work for the Jets.
Yes,
and
he worked
for the Jets. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to go work for the Commanders. And he worked for Daniel Snyder. And Josh Harris, the new owner of the Commanders, kept him on. And not anymore. This 4-game suspension's just enough to get the paperwork filed, and then he's going to be fired.
Brother, this was date number
Holy 2.
Holy
smokes.
What does this look like after 2 months of dating? I wish they would have kept this one going.
Kind of probably know why he's single. He likes to air the dirty laundry.
But I mean, the things. Look, if you got this in 2 dates, that he was this comfortable saying this 2 dates in.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
You got 60 days worth of this? You might have gotten the password to like one of the, you know, executives' email accounts.
Is that the worst first date ever? Meeting that guy? Is going out on a date with that guy the worst
No, God, no. That's interesting. Like, don't get me wrong. He's spilling the beans because he's like, look at me. I'm Mr. Executive.
Yeah, this guy was trying to get...
He was trying to impress.
This guy was trying to get laid, sure.
Let me tell you all of the things that, like, you don't know about the real world behind the scenes.
That doesn't work with 1080 The Fan, guys. I've tried. I can't spill any beans on you guys. None of the ladies care.
No. As I said, Dusty and I are married. It doesn't matter anymore. You're screwed.
That's right.
But this dude, had you given him time, the dirt that you... Gruden's emails would look like exchanges between middle schoolers compared to what this guy would have given you. I'm surprised
they... He would have given you all the dirt. And imagine, this is the Commanders. Like, he has sparked my interest on what's buried in the backyard of the Dallas Cowboys. That is something that I'm going, we want to know how the sausage is made. I don't know if we totally want to know how the Dallas Cowboys operate, if this is how he's talking about them. Now, it should be noted, with everything he said about Jerry, Daniel Snyder... In Jerry Jones, by all the reporting that was out there, tolerated Daniel Snyder and did not like him, despised him like every other owner did. So there's probably a lot of information that he got that about old Jerry boy that was definitely slanted one way. 100%.
It's just, wow. This dude just, he went for it. In a way that, what were you, I guess, what you're trying to accomplish here was getting laid. That's the only thing that makes sense. Date number two.
Yeah. That's aggressive. Will, you asked about the worst first dates. And so this story popped up, and I remember reading it a while ago. And I bet you're going to have a different reaction than Elise had to this one.
Hit me.
But I remember reading this and going, okay, yeah, this sounds like a pretty awful date if you're on the other side of it. A guy took me to a McDonald's, ate 5 hamburgers one after another, looked on his phone, asked me if I was horny and wanted to go back to his apartment so that, quote, I can do you. I politely declined and left. I've never been as disappointed in someone as on that date.
That guy rocks.
I figured that would be your response. But that is it. When you talk about a bad first date, I believe that is one
that's not
that
a good one.
Out.
That's not one I'm going to put in my back pocket and try for later.
That's not a good one, man. But this is date number 2 where He was angling for more than just a nice evening out with this gal. He was trying to impress her, and I bet you that's how he tries to save his job, is that, hey, I just was making stuff up to try to impress her. That's not going to work because you just found your way out of the NFL entirely.
Ryle has since made his social media accounts private.
No way. Well, you can apparently find him on Hinge.
You think so? You think he's still there?
That's where they met. I doubt it. No, he's probably moved on to Bumble.
Little Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Who's on Plenty of Fish nowadays?
That's where you go to scrape the barrel, right?
Oh, dude,
are you on dating apps?
Never been.
You've never,
never
been on
been
a
dating
app?
Not that I had control over, no.
What do you mean by that?
Why not?
Someone else made a thing for me.
Isn't that how you guys date now?
That's how some people do. I choose not to.
Wait, somebody made it for you?
Yeah, in college, as like part of our bit on our show was like on Fridays, my buddy would find a girl, and then we'd go on a date on the show. We never found love.
We now have a new contender for worst first dates.
Yeah,
is
I was
Will Ortner,
I was so
dating
nice
a girl.
Them. I was
dating a girl on the radio show.
It was a blind date situation.
Yeah, and it was on your college radio station show, huh?
Orton the Bear.
I mean, this is a good bit. This is a good bit. Horrible first date, though. No wonder you didn't never found true love.
Not with them, anyways.
Not with them. Oh. Has Will Ordner found love?
Still looking.
Is this breaking news?
No, still looking. Pondering.
Oh, okay. All right.
Searching high and low.
All right. Okay.
Unbelievable. Well,
that means short and tall.
Okay. Well, coming up here in hour number three, there's plenty of pretenders. How many actual contenders are there for the Lombardi Trophy? We'll get to that and more here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.